You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
On the 21st of April this year, that is a few days ago, the president of the country, Ramnath Kovind, gave the green light to few. Well, few was also a sound that was heard across the country. This time, the green light was given to something called FEOO, that is Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance of 2018. What is the Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance and what is the immediate impact of FEOO? Well, the Enforcement Directorate is all set to confiscate 15,000 crore rupees worth of assets under this rule from the likes of Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi and Vijay Mallya. And that is our story of the day. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control and this is our story on what the FEOO is and what's going to happen next in the lives of Mallya Modi Choksi.
Story of the day, FEOO and the possible return of Vijay Mallya and Nirav Modi. An Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Back in February, in what was an exclusive on Money Control, Gaurav Chaudhary had reported that the government would shortly move a new law called the Fugitive Economic Offenders Bill to impound and sell assets of Nirav Modi-type escapees, a move which was thought to allow quicker recovery of dues through a special court from absconding corporate defaulters. That bill was eventually approved by the Union Cabinet, led by the Prime Minister. The bill was intended to lay down measures to deter economic offenders from evading the process of Indian law by remaining outside the jurisdiction of Indian courts. To put it simply, if you've committed a crime, let's say defaulted a bank and run away to another country, hiding from the arm of the Indian law, the arm simply just got longer. And that is simply the gist of the Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Under this recently promulgated ordinance, the Enforcement Directorate, or the ED, is all set to confiscate assets worth over 15,000 crore rupees as part of its first action against absconders such as liquor baron Vijay Mallya and diamond merchant Nirav Modi. Officials have declared that they have begun working to bring together the existing cases of these high-value fugitives and bank loan defaulters, and the agency will soon approach various special anti-money laundering courts in the country to get orders issued against them under the new ordinance. Under this new ordinance, the Enforcement Directorate is the empowered agency and they will be looking into the cases of Vijay Mallya, who is now based in London, Nirav Modi, who is believed to be in Hong Kong right now, and Winsome Diamond Company promoter Jatin Mehta, among others.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
There are a few terms that we need to understand about this specific bill, and that is precisely what we're going to concentrate on now. First, the name itself. Who is or what is a fugitive economic offender? This means any individual against whom a warrant for arrest in relation to a scheduled offence has been issued by any court in India who, number one, has left India so as to avoid criminal prosecution, and number two, being abroad, refuses to return to India to face criminal prosecution. So in the cases of Modi and Mallya, this definition applies 100%. Number two phrase within this galaxy of legal jargon that we need to understand is proceeds of crime. What is proceeds of crime? Well, any property derived or obtained directly or indirectly by any person as a result of criminal activity relating to a scheduled offence or the value of any such property or where such property is taken or held outside the country, then the property equivalent in value held within the country or abroad are the proceeds of crime. Number three, scheduled offence that I've already mentioned in points 1 and 2. Scheduled offence means an offence which is specified in the schedule if the total value involved in such an offence or offences is 100 crore rupees or more, which is precisely the case with Mallya and Modi as well. There is also a term, special court, that's being thrown around. What is this special court? It is a court of session designated as a special court under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act of 2002, that is the PMLA. And what do the terms director or deputy director mean in relation to this ordinance? It means a director or a deputy director appointed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act of 2002, that is PMLA 2002. So with the terms understood, what does the ordinance hope to do? It is expected to re-establish the rule of law with respect to the fugitive economic offenders, as they would be forced to return to India to face trial for scheduled offences. This would also help the banks and other financial institutions to achieve higher recovery from financial defaults committed by such fugitive economic offenders, improving the financial health of such institutions. As we've seen in 2018, it's been a year full of scams. Scam Nation is another podcast that we had produced recently, and this ordinance comes in the backdrop especially of the 13,400 crore rupee scam that it is believed Nirav Modi engineered at the Punjab National Bank by way of fake letters of undertaking. The ordinance provides for confiscating assets even without conviction and paying off lenders by selling off the fugitive's properties. These economic offenders, if they're brought back, will be tried under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, like I said earlier.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
And what is the worth of assets that we've been looking at that are attached by the ED in these cases? In the Mallya case, it is estimated to be about 9,890 crore rupees, whereas it is about 7,664 crore rupees in the case of Nirav Modi Mehul Choksi. The enforcement directorate went on to say that in the first go, it is estimated that about 15,000 crore rupees worth of assets could be confiscated by the ED under the provisions of the ordinance. Under the PMLA, the ED could only confiscate the assets once the trial in a case finishes, which usually takes a long time. This new ordinance changes all that.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
The Economic Offenders Bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha on the 12th of March but could not be taken up due to the logjam in the Parliament over different issues, including, ironically enough, protests in the well of the Parliament about cases such as Nirav Modi's. With the Parliament being adjourned sine die, that is, businesses or proceedings that have been adjourned with no appointed date for resumption, an ordinance was proposed. The Union Cabinet on the 21st of April approved the ordinance and the President gave his assent to the promulgation of the same a day later. I've already described to you what a fugitive economic offender is and what some of the terms associated with this ordinance are. Let's now find out how is a person declared an offender and what is the procedure for declaration as fugitive economic offender. Director or the officer not below the rank of deputy director who is authorized by the director to apply to special court to declare the person as fugitive economic offender. Let's say I have done a bank fraud of about 100 crores. So a person not below the rank of deputy director has to go and tell the special court that Rakesh Sharma is a fugitive economic offender and has gone missing. The special court issues notice to me, that is, Rakesh Sharma. I'm hiding somewhere in Monaco or some such place. Now, if the person himself appears before the special court, proceedings get terminated. If a counsel appears on his behalf, the court can give him 1 week time for filing his reply. If none appears on his behalf, the court can proceed to hear the application. If the special court is satisfied that an individual is a fugitive economic offender, it may, by an order, declare the individual as a fugitive economic offender for reasons to be recorded in writing. Can the director simply go to the special court and say Rakesh Sharma is a fugitive offender, bring him back? No. He or she also has to supply the following information. Reasons for the belief that an individual is a fugitive economic offender. Any information available as to the whereabouts of the offender, a list of properties or the value of such properties believed to be the proceeds of crime, including any property outside India for which confiscation is sought, a list of properties owned by the person in India for which confiscation is sought, a list of persons who may have an interest in any of the properties listed under CND that I just mentioned, and the director has the power to attach any property that the accused holds.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
And speaking now directly for Nirav Modi, Vijay Mallya, Mehul Choksi, and well, in the case of this example, Rakesh Sharma, the court has issued a notice to me and called me a fugitive economic offender and made a list of things that I am accused of. What do I get to do? Within 6 weeks from the date of notice, I will have to present myself at a specified place at a specified time. If I fail to do so, I will be declared a fugitive economic offender and my properties, as listed in the director's application, will be confiscated. Now, once the property is confiscated, can I file a civil claim? The answer to that question is simply no. Any court or tribunal in India, in any civil proceeding before it, may disallow such individual from putting forward or defending any civil claim. And any court or tribunal in India, in any civil proceeding before it, may disallow any company or limited liability partnership, that is LLP, from putting forward or defending any civil claim if an individual filing the claim on behalf of the company or the LLP or any promoter or key managerial personnel or majority shareholder of the company or an individual having a controlling interest in the LLP has been declared a fugitive economic offender. I'm quoting directly from the ordinance. So basically, there is no opportunity for filing a civil claim after having been declared a fugitive economic offender.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
This is obviously a welcome move because there was great anger from the citizens of the country and great consternation from all quarters about how the likes of Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi have gotten away as if they were Teflon and the law simply did not apply to them. But there are certain niggling issues. People like Vijay Mallya and Lalit Modi, the IPL commissioner back in the day, who also faces an enforcement directorate probe for foreign exchange law violations, are in Britain. They left India for safer climates under the NDA government's watch, as did Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi and their associates in the recent PNB scam. There have been no clear indications about whether their return could be expedited during Prime Minister Modi's meeting with his British counterpart Theresa May last week. Meanwhile, though government agencies have attached the diamond merchant duo, that is Mehul Choksi and Nirav Modi's assets in India, an American court has disallowed the sale of their assets in other jurisdictions while allowing their US-based entity to offload its assets. And what is the reason for this? Well, India has yet to pass a model law which was mooted by the UN for cross-border insolvency cases. It is therefore not clear whether this ordinance can actually tide over this particular handicap that exists. It's all wonderful that an ordinance has been passed. It's all wonderful that India hopes to extend its arm into these other jurisdictions. But will that actually be possible? We don't know. The government may have opted for the ordinance route to deflect the heat from the public about these cases of fraud. But as The Hindu points out, it certainly needs to think longer to present to us a coherent vision and bring back those fugitives who've already got away, and ensuring that future fugitives will not happen simply by taking care of the loopholes that exist in the system.
Story of the day: FEOO and the possible return of Vijay Mallya and Nirav Modi. An Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Well, that was all you needed to know about the Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance and how that affects the lives of Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi. For more such stories of the day and more such deep dives, do join us every day right here on Money Control. On behalf of everyone here, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you very much for joining us, and stay logged on to Money Control to be a smarter listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.